This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بذكر الله ترتاح القلوب وتنزاح المتاعب والكروب.
Of the beautiful stories, and indeed, in terms of narrations, it's a beautiful one in which demonstrates the miracles of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his karamat, the things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has honored the Prophet with. And one of those things is that his dua is answered. Anas ibn Malik radiyallahu anhu, he said, my mother brought me to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and I was a little boy. And she said, young man, little boy, she said to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, O Messenger of Allah, this is Anas. He is, she didn't describe him, Khuwaydimak. He's like your little servant. So take him as a servant. You know, we don't have anything else to offer you, but this is something we offer you, someone to serve you. And also make dua for him. So the Prophet ﷺ was really touched by this offering, yani, that this little boy would come and serve the Prophet ﷺ. And actually, it was a good investment in Anas, because he's going to be with the Prophet ﷺ. He's going to learn from him. He's going to be experience life firsthand with the Prophet ﷺ. The Prophet ﷺ made dua for Anas. He said, Allahumma barik lahu wa fi malihi. The Prophet ﷺ made dua that Allah bless Anas in himself and in his wealth, and he made dua that Allah would increase his wealth and increase his children. Look at that dua. SubhanAllah, it's a great barakah dua from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Anas says, commenting on this, he said, by Allah, and this is after the passing of the Prophet ﷺ, he said, I do not know anyone who is in a better, luxurious life than me. You know, he's obviously so content with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him, and that Allah has opened for him the avenues in response to the dua of the Prophet ﷺ. He said, I buried with my own hands, because Anas also, he lived for a longer life. He said, I buried with my own hands around 100 of my children, subhanAllah. And he said, I don't say these are children which have been born, stillbirth, or those who are my grandchildren, because sometimes your grandchildren can also be considered your child. He said, no, these are my children. So Allah gave him around 100 children, which he buried, meaning that he even outlived them, which is also an effect of the dua and the barakah of the Prophet ﷺ's dua for him, in that he managed to live a long life, a happy, luxurious life, and he had so many children. SubhanAllah, what a great blessing to be made a dua from the Prophet ﷺ. And obviously, when you look at this specificity, if I can say the word right, about how the Prophet ﷺ used to make dua and it was answered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you can see whenever the Prophet made dua for someone, you can see the effect of that on that person and his life, whether it was the dua for Abdullah ibn Abbas, that Allah teaches him the knowledge, whether it was dua for Abdurrahman ibn Auf, that Allah gives him barakah in his wealth, and so on and so forth. Assalamu alaikum.